Welcome to another bonus helping of Who Cares Wins as we look for reasons to be optimistic in our ever-changing world. Today we hear another extract from the Long Time Academy podcast, where they look to the future and in this episode, ways we can free ourselves from the grip of colonialism.
If urgency is what got us into these conditions, will urgency be the thing that gets us out, or do we need to try a different relationship to time? Maybe an older relationship to time, a pre-clock relationship to time.
Adrian Marie Brown is a writer, social justice facilitator, and doula based in Detroit.
One of the most beautiful things I've gotten to be a part of in my life has been different movements for social justice and Black liberation. And one of the things I've noticed in those spaces is that when we have a good relationship, when we spend time building with each other, all of those different ways of thinking and ways of being, we can produce something that is beyond what any one of us could have done. The truth doesn't respond well to being rushed.
There's a central question that guides all her work. Whose imagination are we living in?
There's a lot of ways of seeing Black people in the future. And do we want to see them in a post-prison future, a post-homeless future, a post-capitalist future? Like, what kind of future do we mean? Speculative fiction has removed the constraints that I didn't even realize were there on my imagination and on my way of thinking about solutions. Even the idea that whatever the future holds is in part in my hands is to me such a radical rethinking of what I was raised inside of, which was, this is how things are. These are the rules. These are the structures. These are the constructs. We think of institutions while we're caught inside of them as permanent. And one of the thoughts I've been thinking a lot lately is kind of geological, like I'll think about the Grand Canyon here in the U.S., how you can see the exposed history, all the layers that we have lived through. And it humbles me, but also gives me comfort to think that at some point, capitalism and white supremacy and patriarchy and gender structures and the prison system and all of it will be layers of detritus, inside of that canyon where it's just like, oh, that's artifact. Speculative fiction allows me to travel far enough into the future to already feel the artifact nature of the now. And it doesn't feel so scary.
Thank you for listening to Who Cares Wins, Reasons to be Optimistic. And we'd be so grateful if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share the podcast. And do get in touch if you have your own hope and optimism you'd like to share.